welcome to a special, very special edition of the TF podcast. Typically, we do this thing and it's Three of the Hard Ways, TFW podcast, is the freaks and all that. And yes,
it's still the freaks.
Still the freaks. Still but freaks. This is a different show. Shout out to Brandon and E for holding it down for us earlier this week. We are on vacation for our anniversary, which is incredible, to this beautiful woman right here. So if you have not listened to this show, this is That's Freaking Wrestling. I am Matt, your host.
I'm Rhodesia.
This beautiful woman here, Rhodesia. And what we wanted to do is just kind of do a regular show for you guys. A lot of you have kind of hit me up throughout, you know, the last 2 years of doing a podcast and asked about thoughts about things outside of wrestling. Or, you know, it'd be cool if you guys talked about this or did this. And typically, we will always throw things that's not included in wrestling on the show. But we were like, well, hey, look, if we're on vacation.
They already did the pod.
They already did the pod. Yeah. We might as well do something too. So this is the show that we're going to do. We're not even going to call it That's Freaking Wrestling. It would just mean like, I got some ideas, but we'll just do TF for right now.
Okay, I can do that.
So TF podcast.
Freaking.
I like that. Number one, Rhodesia's already tried to block me from my greatness. I was going to put my sunglasses on.
Man.
On this episode. And I told her, I said, look, I feel good. I look good. Let me get my sunglasses on. And she blocked me for about 2 minutes straight.
I can't even really see the freaking video recording. So with you pouring on glasses, like, so what are you doing? You're just going to just be looking at like.
I think I would look fire. I'm bringing the glasses.
No, you absolutely looked fire. But the point is like.
I'm bringing the glasses. I'm going to bring the glasses. I'm going to bring the sunglasses.
I don't get it.
A good look. That's a fire look. We're going
to
do that.
But we're indoors. And we were supposed to record this during the daytime. And now that it's nighttime, like, you really shouldn't be wearing sunglasses. Like, don't wear sunglasses inside of buildings.
Unless there's lights, which we have lights. It's still a production. We have lights. You just don't wear sunglasses when it's super dark, where you may not even be able to see without the glasses. So you damn sure can't see with the glasses.
So you can see the recording screen right now.
100%.
All right, well, it's just me.
Yeah, it looks like I think we're, was that 3 minutes and 38 seconds in or 2 minutes, 38 seconds, one of the two.
Yep, nope, don't see that
at all. One of the two. So we are on vacation for our anniversary. So we got to cheers and toast. Rhodesia and I have been together for 18 years married and 24 years together.
Okay, so you are always so good at this. It is not 18 years, it's 19 years.
Oh, that's even crazy. 19 years. Okay, it's 19 years.
Like, something did flip because, like, usually you are the one that's calling me out because I don't know, like, how many years we've been together. Mm-hmm. But this year so far, like, you're just, like, going backwards.
COVID. I saw a tweet earlier today, and it was like, COVID was not 2 years ago. COVID was 6 years ago. And I kind of lost my shit a little bit. I'm like, that was 6 years ago.
Yeah, but we've been married 19 years now.
So 19 years married. What I remember, we're 24 years together.
Okay, I'll take that.
That's the biggest part.
Yeah.
So I remember that. I want to start with, Brandon has sent us a text and said that we should hit on talking about a relationship in terms of we've been together for so long. And if you had to give one relationship piece of advice to what and how this is sustained, how you've been happy, what would that be?
So I'm giving this advice to somebody who is a couple and they're not married, or somebody who is married?
B-O-F-U-M, both of them.
I think maturity definitely plays a huge part. So it really just depends on where they're at in their relationship. But just, and we've seen it so much now, even having like a teenager son, like, just be you and be your authentic you. So I know you asked me a question about a union of a relationship, but it really does start with the one person first. Like, I'm not half of me. You're not half of you, and us together make a whole. No, I'm a whole of me. You're a whole of you. And we make just a robust fullness of wholeness. When people get into relationships, it just seems like they're trying to appease that other person at times, when just be you, be really, truly, authentically you. And then you'll know if that person really loves you for you. And then you can grow from that. So then no matter how long we've been together, like, I think that you and I have done such a really good job at being our authentic self. So whatever we thought it was in that moment, because of course we've been together for such a long time. I think if you just do that and you be authentically you, and then you love that other person for that, I just really think that that is what's going to be the most sustainable thing. You talk about communication, you talk about love and trust. Yes, all of those also play a factor in this. But at the end of the day, just be really you. So then that person can fall in love with the real you, not the fake you.
Well, it's much easier said than done.
For sure. I brought up our teenage son. Yeah. There's times where these kids don't even know who they are. Mm-hmm. So how do we even know who we are before we even get into a relationship with somebody? The thing was just, what's the question on the relationship, on peace? And it would be just really just be who you are in that moment, who you think you are.
Well, and be who you are and like, trust the universe is going to put you with the person you're supposed to be with.
Exactly.
At that time. I mean, one thing I always say outside of that is the two C's, is communication and compromise. Mm-hmm. That is what any relationship is based off on that you have in life, no matter who it is, where it's from, how long it's been there, it's communication and compromise. And if you can do that, now the other part of that is having a partner that wants to communicate, and having a partner that wants to compromise, mm-hmm. and then having set standards on what those pieces are, then that is what it is. But for me, that's what it's always been, is communication and compromise. But we've been blessed. I don't even want to say lucky, because one of the things that used to like irritate the hell out of me all the time.
Oh boy, did it.
Back in the day. Years ago, 20 years ago. I would get, you know, we would have conversations, me and the guys, right? We're at a party or we're just out eating or something. And I'll make a comment and then they'll go, oh, that's easy for you to say though. Like, you have Rhodesia. And my comment always was, well, do you think fucking Rhodesia grew on a tree? Like, I mean, I don't even understand like what that means. I get it, but it's not my fault that you are willing to settle for less in your relationship. And I'm not willing to settle for less in my relationship, and neither is Rhodesia. So it was a thing of like, she didn't grow on a tree. This is a thing that we had to work at to get to where we wanted to get to and get to where we need to get to. So that's that piece. But we do need to cheers.
Yes.
For sure. For our anniversary. We are going to, after we get done potting, we're going to head out. We leave tomorrow. So we're recording this on Friday night. So we're missing SmackDown. I hope it's a great show for anybody who watched it. But cheers.
Cheers.
To another 19 years.
That's it.
Right?
Well, you always talk about trading me in. I'm definitely trading you. But again, like I said.
Your value is still great. Your value is still very high on the trade-in market. So what I wanted to do, and what we kind of decided to do with this entire show, is just talk about things that we would typically never talk about on the actual TFW podcast.
Right. And that's it. So like, I'm able to bring up some dorky and quirky stuff that I want to talk about that I already get made fun of on the regular show about, but at least now I'll be able to say, well, this is my safe space. So I'll be able to bring it up here. And I actually got a couple questions. I was like so hyped. I'm like 1 year into Twitter. And like, I'm like so proud that I actually got two responses that said, hey, Rhodesia, here's my question.
That is awesome. So before we get to those, I would like to talk about you and traveling through TSA.
Should we wait though until I get back to the States?
Well, because we'll make sure that,
you know, Donnie might not want me back in here.
We would already be back at home.
But
we are not.
Good point.
I think Rhodesia she's on strike two at this point. Traveling internationally. Last year, around this time, we went out the country and Rhodesia was cooking fried chicken and she burned herself. The grease popped and all over her arm. So this is like 2 days before the trip. So she's got to put this damn bandage on her arm. She looks like the fucking mummy walking through TSA. So of course they're going to stop her. Right. And I'm sure they thought to themselves, this lady was trying to make a bomb and it blew up and she's still going to get on this plane. So that was a whole thing last year.
She, but like literally, she was like, I'm like, do you want me to take my bandage off? She's like, well, why do you have on a bandage? I'm like, well, I burned myself. And she's like, burned it how? I was like, cooking chicken. But then I'm trying to go through the whole thing of like, we're like, I don't really eat the chicken because like I'm pescatarian.
And you always, and you damn sure good for telling this part of the story. Nobody gives a damn
I'm
about.
Definitely like nobody gives a damn. Like, don't be like your parents on progressive. Story. I'm absolutely that already. And it's okay because I own that shit. I'm aging gracefully, right? But so she's like, okay. She's like, I don't think she actually told me to take it off or not. I'm not sure. But I'm like, I can take it off. But I'm sitting here trying to talk through the whole fact that like, actually, I don't really eat the chicken, but I was making the chicken. And the, so I looked like just a terrorist just to begin with. So then they called over the people and put the powder in my hands to see if I was making a bomb.
So now you telling that story just reminded me you are the reason why I got stopped in Brazil.
Oh, absolutely. But see, the difference is we almost missed our flight because of you. I didn't almost miss, never miss the flight.
So now we know it wasn't for me. It was because of you. So getting on the plane, coming back.
No, it was our son looking like a freaking reggaeton.
But they
like...
didn't stop him. They stopped me. They stopped me. Parent. They stopped me. So then fast forward to just last week.
God dang.
They caught me through, slipping We go too. Through TSA.
Caught me slipping.
Baggins puts it aside. And I'm looking. And I'm like, okay, here we go again.
And it's highlighted on the screen. So you can see like the like a UV ray type of thing. So it's like pinpointed on this one spot inside of the luggage.
And the funny part about that was you asked when you were packing us in the carry-on, like, hey, you got anything illegal in this carry-on because you just traveled wherever I went.
For work, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm like, I'm good. I don't have anything in this bag. And you decide to bring a damn pack of screwdrivers.
And my pocket knife.
And your pocket knife.
That I always begin gangster with. Okay, so quick thing, like this was like my piece. Like anytime like we would go into some questionable neighborhoods and like you gotta be careful. I'm like, oh no, I'm good. I'm strapped. I got my shit with me. It was literally a pocket knife that had a screwdriver, a small knife on it, and something else, like a Phillips screwdriver and a flathead screwdriver. So Matt would always say, like, first off, by the time it takes you to take the thing out of the device, open up the proper one,
you're
we already got.
You're dead already.
But that was my piece. In my mind, I felt safe and secure with it.
How you feel now? That shit's in the garbage. In Chicago.
And she left the casing in my bag.
She did ask you, said, you want to keep it or you want to check it? And you were like, no.
I was heartbroken. Like
you tried to travel.
That was my piece.
32 signs every 2 feet tell you. No weapons at this point. No weapons at this point. You tried to smuggle in a damn knife. So that was that story. So I can't wait to hear. You guys may not even see this damn podcast, depending on what you decide to bring back with you.
Well, no, Donnie's already going to not let me back in this country, in our country.
Well, you can say what you want. So that was one of the questions that you had. I don't know who it was. Mm-hmm. You can look at that. That was a segue. Yeah. Someone sent, so we put on Twitter yesterday. I said that we're going to do a non-wrestling podcast. Any questions? So we have a couple of those questions. And I think you had a question about something about the president.
Yep. So, well,
not to get too political.
I think everybody kind of knows my stance on that. But the question was the top 5 things as president I would do on day one.
Okay.
So I have reinstate DACA.
Okay.
I have protection for all women seeking their preferred birth control. Mandatory free breakfast and lunch in public schools. All public schools having a dedicated arts program.
Oh, nice.
And this one is probably very controversial.
Okay.
And y'all can let me have it all y'all want, but abolish the death penalty. Don't believe in it. I don't agree with it. Now, if you do something that's that messed up and that family, that person take care of you, then again, so be it. Let that happen. But I just don't think that we can sit up here and put somebody to death. I mean, that's just my own opinion.
You've been on that.
I've been on that for ever since I was in high school.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been in that. And a lot of my other views have changed throughout life, paying taxes, just being an adult. But that is just the one. Like, we can't sit up here and say that we're not going to judge somebody, but then we can judge them to death. That to me is not cool. But if you mess up and you rape this 12-year-old little girl and the daddy of that girl come and kill you, please. Do what you got to do. But as far as a court system and judicial system, I can't stand by somebody saying, I'm going to put you to death.
That is such a responsible and respectable answer.
Yeah, it is. What is my 5 things?
I know. That's great. I'm not going to be responsible and respectable for that answer. My answer would be, if that was like today, I would take all of Donald Trump's things that he just signed off on. I would put them in a hat and I would just pick them out randomly and say, reverse this. And I'll drop it down. And I'll pick it up and say, reverse this. And I'll put it down because I'm going to assume the majority of them aren't the best anyway. So that's what I would do. And I would have that done the first 30 seconds. Just put them all in a bucket. Just pick them out and say, hey, reverse this one. And I just hand it to them.
I mean, I think that's fair. I could have did that too, but I was going based off of not Donald Trump already being in office. Right. That was just me, like what I would do myself. But I guess you're right, because if I say reinstate DACA, then no, you're right. Okay. That's actually a very great one. This is top five, huh? Or the bottom five. Pick any five, you said.
I don't give a damn. Yeah, just pick any five. Whatever he's done already, put it in a hat. Mm-hmm. Let me pull it.
Yep.
Reverse this one. Reverse that one.
If any of y'all have like a top one thing you would do as president, it didn't even have to be that deep. It could just be something super cool and fun. Like y'all gonna make Black People Day March 1st, just so y'all can surprise all the white people and be like, hey, Black History Month's not over quite yet. I mean, anything fun or just goofy.
Well, we're not going to have a Black History Month anytime soon. We're going to get that taken away too. So maybe March 1st is just Black People Day, to your point. So you just put that out in the universe. So good job there. So yeah, if you got anything, send it to us. Show it. Put us in the comments on YouTube. And shout out to you guys who watch on YouTube every single week. Of course, if you listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I mean, we're on all the platforms, but I do want to just say thank you. I know I say thank you every single week, and I told you guys months ago that is from the heart. That is not just a script that I have. That is truly how I feel. We are gaining some really good momentum, and I said toward the end of last year that we're going to be doing some really fun and big things in 2025. Things that probably 2 years ago would not have it even been on our radar to do. And a lot of that has to do with you guys, but I'm glad you guys are along with us on the journey, because of course we are nowhere close to where we're going to be when this thing is all said and done with. So if you guys are watching this right now, or if you've been listening, you've been watching with us, you interact with us, even people who watch and never have liked something we put out, never have commented. You guys, we appreciate you just as much as the people who
absolutely
do comment and like and share and subscribe. Because I know the majority of course, content that I consume, I don't send messages or comment on. So I know that's a thing. But just love all you guys. Appreciate all you guys. But we got some big things happening in 2025. And I'm super excited for all of you at this point to be along with the journey. So as I always say on our regular podcast, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a family member. That's a real thing. That is a real 100% thing. So one thing I do have that I want to talk about, and I've been holding this for probably 2 months.
Oh, shit. Shoot.
Dre and Michelle. She is dating and has a baby with 23-year-old Jalen Green. Actually, I think he's 22 years old. And I know he's 22 because he's the same age as her oldest son. And I want to say, ironically, today, she turned 41 years old.
Mm. Okay.
So now,
what are you asking or what are you saying?
I haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
I used to love me some Drea.
She was always your top one.
I used to love me some Drea until she opened up her mouth. And I was like, oof. This is one of those rough ones. This is one of those, you are beautiful. You just need to not talk. You need to just sit down and look pretty. That's kind of where you are. From her wholeness being deleted, I didn't have a problem with that because she's right. Right? Like if you get your record expunged, if you have been a felon or you've had misdemeanors and you are on your best behavior for X amount of years, you can get that taken off your record. So if you were a whole 15, 20 years ago, and you are no longer whole, then yeah, it should be deleted. I didn't have a problem with that. People play on that. But it was...
I don't give a shit about anything about what an adult does sexually. That is 100% their preference and whatever they want to do. I would never judge somebody on that.
No, so you're saying there's no holes out here?
You could... But there's guys' hoes and there's girl hoes. Yeah, I mean, that being a hoe to me doesn't really matter. I mean, that's, again, go back to the very first question we talked about. Just be authentically
you. So you say you just don't care.
I don't care.
You do recognize as hoes. You just don't care. Yeah,
but then
hoes.
there's fuck boys too. So then if you call them like the women hoes and we call the
guys. No, men's are hoes too. No,
okay, so then whatever you want to call them. I mean, they're on both sides. There's a lot of sexual beings. And I'm okay with that. I mean, that's what they want. And that's why I've always said, be authentically you. If you want to be out there fucking for bags, go out there and fuck for bags. I have no problem with that. That in particular. But I'll let you continue because there's going to be something I probably don't agree with.
Well, the one has nothing to do with the other.
Right.
I just said I didn't have a problem with her saying her wholeness should be deleted. Yes. Delete it. Pull it off the Carfax.
And especially if you're not like married in a...
Even you are married. If it's been a long time, pull it off the Carfax. It didn't happen. Delete. White it out. Remember the white out we used to use?
I don't think people use white out anymore. Like, well, at my place of work...
anymore. Everything is tight.
We're not allowed to use white out, but it's probably a reason why we can't use white out. But yeah, white out's not really a thing anymore.
Because you don't write. You type. Mm-hmm. You type. So my question though, or my comment is, and this came up because she brought her oldest son courtside to watch Jalen Green play basketball.
Oh, shit.
And of course, the headline was just 40-year-old Dre Michelle takes her 22-year-old son to watch her 22-year-old boyfriend play basketball. Mm. Baby daddy. They had a kid.
Right.
What is the youngest... If you are 40 years old, as she is, what is the youngest male that you are comfortable with saying that's okay?
I do have to add a disclaimer here because I am a product of a very big age discrepancy between my father and my mother. There was at least a 25 years age difference between the two of them. So I can't sit up here and be a hypocrite. However,
no, you can't. There is no however because the answer should be
no, no. I'm gonna tell you my answer.
That's my answer.
No, no. Oh no,
my mom is Dre and Michelle, or actually, your dad is Dre and Michelle. One of them is Dre and Michelle.
My daddy, dad. Remember, we talked about that already. I would say one of the persons that I thought was the absolute cutest, finest that I would love to, if we weren't together, have sex with. Would be Chris Brown, but I could never do it because he was younger than me. And I really only think he's only younger than me by a couple years. So for me,
how old is Chris Brown?
So to me, I feel like, and there's a huge double standard. Hell, we even see it on Vacation now that you have really old men, really young women. And to me, that shit makes me kind of sick in the stomach.
Chris Brown's 35 years old.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then yeah, that's just way too young for me. So I would say,
so 35 years old for a 40-year-old. Or is it 35 or 36?
You said 35 for a 40-year-old. Okay. That's not... So you asked the question toward
years,
me. You
yeah,
said
so to me, 5 years apart is too young.
For me, you. Probably so.
Got it. Okay.
But the difference with Chris Brown now, he's being 35. He's a millionaire. He has certain experiences in life. Maybe he's not your typical 35-year-old person. But for me, as a woman... At the age that I'm at, I would say 10 years, which is more than the difference between me and Chris Brown. But I would say 10 years should be it because where I'm at in life and who I am in life, I just can't imagine somebody who's 10 years younger than me can even truly appreciate that and or feel intimidated. I don't want a person to feel intimidated
I'm talking when you say, okay, no, that's like you may need to have the people calling on you. Something's wrong with you. Not just like your personal preference.
Okay, so then we'd go with the age of your kid.
So the age of your kid,
age of your oldest kid. So our child is 17 years old. Let's say if he was already 18, me be where I'm at. Yeah, if your kid is the same age or in that within give or take 2 to 3 years, mm-hmm. then yeah, that's way too young. Because to me, when I look at our kid, when I look at other kids that I call Matthew's age, that's like, first of all, I can't stand them. I can't stand like these new, we talked about this already, Z's or Zillennials or whatever they are. If I can't stand them, how can I get sexually attracted to y'all? Ugh. That to me is just disgusting. So I would say if I had to put just a line in the sand, the age of your child. But again, I'm a product of
You wouldn't even be here.
My father's youngest child. Actually, my father, my oldest sister is actually older than my mother. So you have that.
That's some nasty shit.
That's some nasty shit.
Well, and that but that guys was back are then. Different because, of course, your dad was older than your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your mom's from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Dad is from America.
Yep.
So that has this whole thing with it.
So I'm not going to get kicked out of the country because my mom was not a U.S. citizen by the time I was born.
No, but she will be. She's out of here. Thanks for the memories, moms. You're done.
Lula.
So like 25 years. And what was the age? What was the ages?
23 and 48.
23 and 48. So I don't think that's nasty. Like it, from a, if it was illegal, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's, there's something wrong with you per se. You like young girls or young guys, if that's the age discrepancy. But what I will say is, if you're talking about now, just on experiences, mm-hmm. like I don't know much what a 23-year-old could do for me at that age.
Outside of like the perfect looking body. I mean, outside of that, and then hell, when you get older, if you got enough money, you can go get your perfect body.
Hey, well, that or you can just get that when you want it. And then I don't have to marry you. I don't have to be with you and procreate.
Mm-hmm.
She procreated.
Well, that's a whole nother thing that she did.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But so that was because that was a, and I don't know that woman. So sorry to that woman. Sorry to that guy too. Sorry to that man too. But we know that that was a money grab.
She can get 30-year-olds, 35-year-olds though. That's the thing. Like you are still Drea.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
You aren't somebody who hasn't been around, who nobody knows who you are. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's kind of peculiar. So like that one, when you look at that, you just kind of say like, okay, we can see what that is. Because I don't know if I really believe like, oh man, I was love at first sight, and they just speak to each other on some other worldly situation and it's divine intervention, you know, like I don't think that either.
And like I said, I don't want to sit up here and be like a full hypocrite because I just said like be who
25
you are.
Years is nuts though, like,
but like be who you are. And I also feel
I don't
like
know if you've even told me that fully before.
I also feel like you're gonna love who you want to love. I think the great Ray J even said, love who you're gonna love, be who you're gonna be. Like, and I do believe that, but there is just, I guess maybe my biggest gripe and beef, regardless of who the person is it comes back down to if you're a predator or not. And right. And that I think is probably my biggest grief. My biggest grief. Like, so don't sit up here and try to take advantage of somebody younger than you because you already know the tactics to use to groom them. Or to make them do whatever you want them to do. Like that to me, that bothers me. So
then that's predatory behavior.
That's in my mind. Now we've already talked about this. These celebrities live a different life than us common folk.
That's predatory behavior.
But to me, that is predatory behavior. But
you can't bring your son at the same age. They should be on the same basketball team.
Mm.
They play together. They may have played together 15 years ago, and she was looking at him like, boy, when you make the NBA.
Don't do that. Oh. Okay, let's go to the next topic. That's disgust.
Got it. My bad. Okay, I got another topic.
Yes.
I've been wanting to talk about.
Okay. You better get me canceled here. Because you know I like to, you know I'm a feminist. So you said got me up here. Canceled? You got me up here talking about these women.
Yep.
But again, like seriously, like, and plus a 25-year-old younger, all right, we talk about freak stuff right now. A 25-year-old younger, you know what, ain't it, Chief? Go ahead.
Joy Taylor.
Yes. What about her?
See if we're going to keep on.
Okay, let's do that.
Because after we talk about Joy Taylor, we got to talk about the Lions.
Okay. Oh, I have a few other things here too.
Yeah.
And we have to wrap. We can't be going too
Not
long.
Not really.
Here.
We're good. We need to talk about, we got some other questions that we were sent.
Mm-hmm. And I have my own questions.
Great. That's fantastic. That is beautiful. Joy Taylor.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago.
Big two.
Fox Sports. Says she fucking everybody.
She said it.
They said
it. Actually, I don't know the whole situation. Please enlighten me on what's going on with that.
So, long story short, there was a lawsuit by a hairstylist. Okay?
Okay.
That worked for Fox Sports. And it's about sexual harassment. It's about malpractice in the workplace. Where Joy comes into play is, if I'm not mistaken, something happened with the hairdresser. And Joy basically told her, like, you probably just don't even need to report that. You probably need to chill out on that. Caveat is her and the hairdresser, Joy and the hairdresser, they're friends. Okay?
Okay.
But something happened. She's like, you probably want to keep that one to yourself. I wouldn't put that up.
So if I'm paraphrasing here, that the female, and again, we don't talk about, I'm going to put that on my docket. The whole with the female is disrespectful. I don't really know what that means. I'm saying female versus just a woman. But you're saying that so the female stylist probably got sexually harassed by somebody.
Something happened and Joy said, chill. Tuck that.
Okay.
Like if you value your job, if you was the one to work here,
okay,
probably should leave that one alone.
Okay.
Okay. But there was comments in there that she basically slept her way to the top. She was sleeping with this person to get this job, sleeping with this person. The one issue with all that, and I'm not even going to ask about this part of it. The one issue was when there was a question of, well, hey, what happens when this person comes after you? And Joy's response was basically, oh, that's when I will say that, like, he forced me to have sex with him. So I'm in the clear. I've covered myself on this. Okay. But she was having sex with coworkers, et cetera, et cetera. So that's that part of it. What I wanted to ask and what I want to talk about is, you may have already given me your answer when you said what you first said just about 10 minutes ago. Is it okay to sleep your way to the top of your field?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, people do it already. So that's probably the part that I don't get of, like, the whole moral standard there. I personally could not sleep my way to the top, to wherever I'm trying to get to. But that's me. And that's me being the authentic me that I said at the beginning of the show is me. But we know that it's about who you know and not what you know. I have been passed on so many job promotions because of who I am. The only times I've gotten job promotions is because I knew certain people in those positions. Like, there's no denying that. So now if I can sleep with somebody to get up there, now it's a matter of, now I'm going to get into that position and do well. Now, am I going to get in that position and be like terrible? I don't know too much about her. So I don't know if she's like a great sportscaster or not. But yeah, the people who maybe didn't sleep their way and grinding the hard way, they have a beef too. You know, because that's me. I had a beef when I didn't get certain job promotions. Because I'm not going to do that. I mean, I wasn't even in a position to do anything like that.
I was like, you were offered that? But do tell.
No.
I've never heard this story before. Where you were offered a job promotion and you didn't want to get that thing up. And they were like, okay, well, we'll just go ahead and hit Betty up.
No. Betty.
We'll hit Betty up in financing.
I'm compared to Betty. That. Shit. No. But I'm just saying, like, no, I don't think there's any problem with sleeping your way up to the top, just because we know in today's world, and this shouldn't be news to anybody, that people get put into positions because who they know. We already know that. We already have some people who are being confirmed right now in by the Senate, that you are a host on a TV show, and now you're about to run national security. So, okay, I would rather than you fucked your way to the top than you just knowing the person. So, again, I think that there's no problem with that because that happens already to this day.
But just because it happens doesn't mean it's right. But I agree.
You said, do I have a problem with it? Yeah. I don't have a problem with that because it happens already.
If I was a female.
You said you'd be a hoe.
If I was a female.
You'd be backing that shit on everybody.
I'm just thinking, like, because I'm thinking me from a male perspective. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, a lot of times the men are not what the woman would look at as attractive. It's the power piece, right? It's the power piece, it's the opportunity piece. Yeah. But if I was a woman, well, if I was a female in any job, in any career, and of course, everything we're talking about right now is, these are all just jokes. So nothing can come back and say, like, I was watching and you said, this is all just entertainment. This, everything we're talking about on this entire show is for entertainment purposes only. Okay? So everybody out there, remember that.
I just don't want to be canceled for my own opinions, because I'm never going to ever offend somebody purposely.
Well, here's the thing. You've said probably on about 10 episodes you're going to be canceled. Nope, you're not going
to
be canceled.
I just don't think that there's enough people seeing me particularly to
for
be
one, canceled. You actually have to, like, stand on stuff to actually be canceled.
No, I just said, I said you could be a hoe. I said you could fuck your way to the top. I said that.
That's not really being canceled. You're probably going to end up getting a whole lot of new followers.
But I don't do that. But I'm saying, but we already know that happens. Yeah, we know that happens already today. And if anybody sits on here and try to act like that it doesn't happen, then y'all are just really fooling yourselves.
I'd be giving it up.
I mean, it's,
I'll be selective of who I give it up to, though. Like, for me being a man, I just can't sleep with anybody to get a position. Now, but if there's an attractiveness there, and you're going to offer me X amount of whatever that looks like, advancement or position.
Now, okay, I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm not into women, but she was a bad thing back then, being the 25 years age difference. Damn, I'm full of just hypocrisy this whole episode. So you're saying that if you were Eddie Murphy and Boomerang, you fucked the shit out of her, huh?
Grace Jones?
No.
Oh, Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt.
See, the difference was he wasn't attracted to Eartha Kitt.
But
like
she
that.
Had, she well, he thought she had power.
Yeah, but he didn't.
You probably would have gave her the
business. Let me think. She was on him.
Big time.
My God. She was on him, boy. I don't know, because that was also kind of like, he was kind of fief. It was, that was like a force type thing. Like,
you saying she Jay and Miller?
Oh. All right, let's move on.
Yes, let's move on.
Let's move on. I have another.
No, time out. You said it before that you effed the shit out of Eartha Kitt.
That's different.
How is it different?
She wasn't Eartha Kitt. She was whoever she was in that show.
Come on, stop.
You never seen her send the baby? You think that that was all just fugazi when she sung that song?
No, when she said, I want a ring and not on the phone, she talking about she wants a ring.
Show that ring off again. Zoom in on that. So everything Rhodesia's talking about, sorry guys, you don't have a shot. What you got over there?
All right, so back to business here. So the next one was, this is actually a pretty fun one. I have a nasty segue to it, but here it is. This would be now a question that we have that to your top five favorite movies of all times.
Oh, Billy asked that question.
Yes.
Billy, you know I love you to death. Shout out to my guy, Billy Mays. You will be on the show again in the future. But Billy Mays, you're an asshole. And Billy Mays is an asshole because I asked Billy Mays to give me something, Billy. I said, Billy.
I understood what he meant by
that. Either drop it to decade.
No.
Drop it down to genre. Please. And Billy put two toes down and said, no. I can hear him.
I can hear him, too.
I need your top five movies, including everything. So when we saw that tweet, Rhodesia was already going ham in her notes.
Yep. That was after the presidential question. So I was really on my high horse then. I was like, man, I'm going to fucking reinstate DACA. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this.
You're feeling it?
I'm going to do that. Man, big time. And okay. You had to tell me, get off your soapbox. You're on vacay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
So go ahead. And it was funny, too, because we had talked actually maybe about a month ago. It feels like about favorite movies or best movies or something. And then I'm like, well, I watch so many movies. So before we get to our answers, spoiler alert, my answer is not what you gonna want?
Because
I consume movies in such a different way. I am so big into audio video. I'm so big into movies in terms of sound design and special effects,
100%,
and characters that I don't really have favorite movies. I have favorite moments of when I've watched said movies.
Okay. But what you just said right now is no different than how you feel about how you consume your wrestling. You want a super duper, and I know this, we're doing not wrestling today on this episode, but it goes back to what you are at your core. You at your core is this production and the storytelling. So continue.
Or just a fan of the genre. Like Michael Jackson is by far my favorite artist of all time. Nobody will ever touch Michael Jackson.
Right.
It is a crime in this lifetime. I did not go see Michael Jackson in concert. I have seen everybody else in concert I've ever wanted to see multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times. if you say, Matt, what's your favorite Michael Jackson song? Outside of me telling you it's his performance of Billie Jean at his concerts, I don't have a favorite Michael Jackson song. And this is my favorite artist of all time. I don't have one singular favorite Michael Jackson song. Then you say, okay, Matt, what's your favorite album from Michael Jackson?
You don't have
I one. Don't have a favorite album of Michael Jackson.
Yep. Yep.
So, and that's just maybe like a character piece for me. But even like when I was trying to, because I did try to do this the right way.
For the movies?
Yeah. And I'm just like, it's impossible because it is really for me time stamps. Now, if like Billy was like, hey, what is your top five movies of your childhood? Okay, I can probably rock with you. Okay, I can probably figure that out. If you say, hey, what is your favorite movies when you were a teenager to be a young adult? Okay, I probably can maybe figure that out. If you said, hey, the last 10 years, what's your favorite movies? That list still wouldn't be right. But I would be like, okay, I can maybe figure it out.
Before you go, though, I would say that the way I interpret it, well, I do have a different stance on that. Yes, I do care about production, sound quality, the plot of the story, the characters of the story, how they act in those positions. But for me, it really is truly like these are the top five movies. And I did an honorable mention here.
Okay.
The top five movies that if I were to leave this life form, like knowing that I hadn't had watched that movie, then like, fuck, I missed out on the time. So to me, I had to look at it purely
off
of these were like movies that I had to have seen in my lifetime. I had to. Like if you took those movies away from me, like I would be incomplete.
Here's the other thing too. I don't watch movies without being in our home theater. That movie's on TNT and I never seen it and I'm never gonna watch it. I would turn the channel.
Oh my god, this shit irritates me.
I would turn the channel. If I come home, or if I come in the room and he's just watching the movie that we have, I'm like, we're not doing this.
Yeah. You know we have that downstairs on 4K. You know we have that downstairs, blah blah blah. I know, but we're not downstairs. We're here about to get ready for dinner.
As much wrestling is on, it's probably some type of wrestling show on at that point.
That is true, though. That is true. We have about 12 hours of wrestling, so you're right.
So, all right. Yeah. You want to give your top five?
So these are my top five. These have pretty much the only that's really moved was maybe 4, 5, and 6, because I told you I have an honorable mention.
Okay.
But my 1, 2, 3 is and has been the same. But number one, like it is part of me, like my language that I use, like we have kind of our insider language that we use. But to me, Coming to America is my number one. Like that, it was everything to me. And then I remember when it first came out, how young I was. And just to know that we actually were able to watch this, like, again, it must have been that age difference between my parents because they were like, oh, she got this. Well, plus, I was the last kid too.
And it would make sense because if your dad got with your mom, and there was a 25-year gap. You came out the womb. He already thought you probably was like 18 or 19.
That's true.
So when you were like 6, he was like, well, she's 30 years old. Like, she can definitely watch this.
Pretty much.
It makes sense now to me. Or he was just like, man, I bagged a Filipino that is 25 years younger than me. I don't give a fuck what these kids are doing right now. God bless. I did what I needed to
do. It might be the combination of both. Because I don't ever remember my dad like disciplining us. It was always my mama. My dad was like,
let the motherfuckers
do what they got to do.
He did already.
Anyway, so Coming to America is my absolute number one. Like, if you robbed me of Coming to America in my life, like I hold outside of me, God, my family, probably Coming to America is probably right there next. Just because that, I mean, there's like no lie. I've probably watched that movie from beginning to end. And this is not a lie. Probably 100 times.
You need to do... Then you should have a podcast for just Coming to America.
But really, someone did a trivia on me.
That's freaking Coming to America.
That's freaking coming. Listen, so I've had like probably I had somebody do the most extreme trivia on me, and out of 7 questions, I only did get 3 right. But it was
what's the actual address
of the McDonald's?
You're not watching it. Yeah. Like, you don't know at what minute he threw
the
shake at Eddie Murphy and he tried to catch it. That's something I would know when he was
Eddie Murphy was taking that thing off of his thing right before he's about to karate chop Samuel L. Jackson and fuck him up. Like, I know that. I remember the visuals. I remember him with the look he had in his eyes. But again, the address of McDowell's. No, I don't know the address of McDowell's. But again, I didn't do well. I got less than 50% on the most extreme.
And you watched it 100 times.
And I mean, from beginning to end.
Now it makes sense of why you can't consume wrestling.
Like, from beginning.
You watch one show one time. God bless trying to get you to remember something. Anyways. You need them notes.
Am I going to keep going, or are you going to go next?
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
No problem. Final Destination series.
That might be a little bit cheating.
Of course it's cheating. I told you, my answers are flawed.
Okay.
But I knew that I was going to put that on my list because when the new Final Destination was announced to come out, I just told Radija a few days ago. I'm like, I cannot wait to go see this movie. This is day one for me. Like, I don't care where I'm at. I don't care what city I'm in. I don't care what state I'm in. I don't care if I'm out the country. When that movie comes out first weekend, I'm going to the movie theater to go see it.
I agree.
That movie, and of course, it got way out of control.
Yeah.
Toward the end. But whatever, because you can only go.
But all those movies right? do, though. But yeah.
Anybody who's ever seen that, when you're on the freeway and you are riding behind a truck that has wood, you remember that goes like that means something. That means something to me, man.
Baby, every time I rip our luggage tag off, I literally think of the scene from Final Destination. Like, you're right. I mean, that was something that's
it's more than just that one.
Yeah.
It's a lot of those mm-hmm. where I'm just like, I remember, and then I remember just Final Destination, I think, is for me such an incredible yeah. classic movie.
I agree.
Movies. Yeah, give me that. And that was also big during the 3D time. So that was a thing. Also, Final Destination 3D and
yeah.
watching it in 3D and doing that craziness.
That was fun.
Yep.
Final Destination. Again, you cheated because you did the whole series.
I got the whole series. Oh, if you think that's cheating.
Okay, got it.
Wait till you hear the rest.
Friday the 13th or and what's it? I just call it Freddy Krueger. I don't even know the name of Nightmare on the Street. Yeah, okay.
My that next is on one, your list, right?
No.
Wow.
Yep. My next one is something that I love this movie so much, and it would be number one, but it would never overtake Coming to America. But it's Wicker Park with Josh Hartnett, Rose Byrne, and it was a thriller romance, mm-hmm. but I think it was just a thriller. I think it's what it's called. And that movie was just so good to me. The music that they played in that movie. And I haven't even seen that movie on anything other than regular DVD. They never even came out with it on Blu-ray.
Tried to get it for you.
Yeah, you did. You tried to get it. But to this day, Wicker Park is my second favorite. I've had a lot to drink. Second favorite movie.
We got a whole night to go.
Second favorite movie. So Wicker Park is mine.
So if we're going with thrillers,
uh-huh.
possibly.
Ooh, I know where you're going.
My next movie.
I know where you're going.
Is Signs, Sixth Sense, or Identity?
Okay.
So I'm already at five.
Okay. But that's like a little 10, fair. Probably. That's a little fair because Signs, Identity, and Sixth Sense. Signs and Sixth Sense could absolutely be the same thing.
Yep.
Identity, god dang, that movie was just so Identity, good.
Oh boy. That movie, if you guys have never seen Identity, I would tell you to stop if you were into thrillers.
Yeah.
And that's a classic movie. So I'm sure everybody who's watching this probably has seen it. But by some chance, you have not. Stop this recording.
Sheesh.
Go watch that movie and then come back to this. We're not going to talk about it. But you talk about that. Everything about that movie is classic.
But even like, so Signs.
Sixth Sense.
No, let's go with Sixth Sense. Actually, I take that back. So Sixth Sense and Identity probably is closest to each other. Just because of the payoff that you get. Like, that is, like, the ultimate payoff. We talk about, like, on the Bloodline, like, how we got Endgame last year for mm-hmm. WrestleMania. That was the payoff. Everybody who had been along for this ride. Sixth Sense and Identity, that absolutely gave you a huge payoff.
But every thriller has to, or didn't do his job.
Sure.
Like, it has to pay off.
Sure.
What are we doing this for?
Right. No, you're right.
But, yeah, those are incredible movies. Like, the first time I watched Signs, I was blown away by how they brought everything together. Mm-hmm. Sixth Sense, I mean, hell, that movie, I'm sure everybody's watched.
Yes.
That one, and that's what thrillers are about. You know it's a great thriller when as soon as it's over, you want to rewatch it because now, like, I wasn't watching it the right way.
Right.
And then you're able to watch it knowing what it is.
And then when you go back to watch it, you're like, how did I not notice that? It's clear as day. Like, they didn't even try to hide certain things. Like, how you have, like, cookies and Easter eggs, they call them, not Easter eggs. Like, No, it was always out in your open, but because your mind was going this way, mm-hmm. you never even saw this nurse who's coming down the hallway.
Right. Looking hey, in. Spoilers, man. Somebody may not have ever seen.
Okay. Right. I didn't see which movie it was.
What's your third movie?
This would be my number one if we've had more time and we actually celebrated a 10-year anniversary of it.
This would be your number one Overcoming America?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if I had more time with it, I would have.
Oh, so maybe
when I'm about on my deathbed, if you re-ask me this question, am I assuming I die like when I'm super duper old?
Okay.
It's Interstellar. Mm. When we talk about, I am such a freaking sci-fi science. Like when I get to a point where I don't have to work for a living anymore, I am going to go back to school and I'm going to become a theoretical physicist. Like science to me is so special to me. Like I feel like that is actually my calling in life. I just know right now that I can't really do it because again I have to pay bills and stuff like that, but science is so important to me. And this is the first movie that actually used a lot of science with it. You have Nobel Prize winner Kip Thorne, who actually pretty much said this is how this movie's going to go. I just found out recently though, kind of, he didn't have full creative control of the end of it, so he was like, he kind of felt like him and the partner that he had, a woman, that kind of came up with the concept of Interstellar. It wasn't kind of what they wanted at the end, but they're completely okay with it. But it's almost like, hey, this is my vision. You didn't do my vision, but I'm not bad. I'm not upset with kind of what you produced. Because again, it's something with Christopher Nolan, like he is. Okay, I don't want to do spoiler alert here. So I would just say that Interstellar, this audio soundtrack on it, the actual actors they had on that movie is phenomenal. Like, you give me Matthew McConaughey, like, he's probably the finest, maybe not cutest guy out there. Like, Matthew McConaughey can get it anytime. Like, that's how I feel about him.
He was ringside at SmackDown tonight.
Was he?
Some.
And there you go. But you go. Interstellar, they've had their, they just got their anniversary. And like I said, and I follow Kip Thorne, again, Nobel Prize winner. That movie to me just means so much, even to me in this day. Like, and I always talk about, like, when I think about like life in general, mm-hmm. I actually go back to kind of like the blueprint or the benchmark or kind of like where I go to like start thinking about things. So we already think these movies that we're seeing today already happened 20 years ago as far as the technology piece of it. Like Interstellar to me is just, it's everything to me. But again, as a kid, Coming to America was it. Okay. But there you go, Interstellar.
Got it. My third is Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. Because you got to look at both of those as one movie.
You can't look at
part, both it's part of those one and part two.
You can't look That's at those
That's like
movies.
Saying WrestleMania 40, you have to look at night one to night two main events. Because night two isn't what it is unless we had night one. Cody had to have lost again.
Okay.
So
you got a fair point there.
I know. I would never have a moment like that again, probably at the movie theater in my lifetime. Avengers Assemble.
Not Assemble. Avengers Endgame or Avengers mm-hmm. Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you. Avengers Assemble.
Uh-huh.
It's not a movie.
Captain America said that.
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry. I thought you meant the movie itself.
No. That moment won't be replicated
yeah.
for me for anything that I've been to the movies for.
I'm not going to argue that. But one thing that can rival that, not number one spot, but when Captain America was able to lift Thor's hammer.
All of it.
That was
that entire scene. Well, all of that. I'm just, man, come on.
That was fantastic.
Come on now.
And then when you talk about a movie that killed off your favorites and you left the movie theater like, what?
Well, so that was the first one. But you knew like, okay, well, some of them are going to come back. But I didn't think.
But when you were in that emotional ride, you didn't feel that.
But when Iron Man died. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, man. I'm about to get weepy right now. When he died in that second movie, then Piper Pitts said, you can rest now. Oh, shit. See, This is about to happen.
It's not the Prosecco. It's just the regular
champagne. It's about to happen.
No, for sure.
We have been on that road and that ride with them for what?
12 years, 15 years, something like that. Yep. It hurt me more though when it actually hurt me more. Now, of course, they had the music playing. There. You know, that hurt me more. Come on, man. Because they had the theatrics and the music.
And then we had to go to the funeral with them.
Yeah.
But you couldn't just end the movie. We had to go to the funeral with them.
No, you had to see everybody who ends off the phase. But I would say probably hurt me more, and it probably because being a parent, was when he had told Captain America, why am I to go back and do this again and then lose what I have here? That to me actually hurt me the most because that's
that decision you need to make.
Yeah, right. Because like, I already know the moment that I go down this route, I'm going to find this answer. I'm going to find a way that this is going to happen. You're telling me I'm about to lose my daughter?
Yep.
The daughter who was like, what'd she say? Freeze.
Yep.
Like,
be disintegrated.
Will you be disintegrated? Yeah, no, that's it. Okay.
All right, we off that.
I'm about to start crying.
You should.
Next is...
This is your fourth movie.
Again. No spoiler. Yeah, I just said it already.
I got 9 left, so
I already said it.
Okay.
Inception. Again, this movie is another movie that I think for years, maybe right before Interstellar, mm-hmm. a lot of times I did my deep dive thinking of life and what life meant and what life is. I went back to into Inception. Even to this day, there's times where I have things where oh, I know that was a dream inside of a dream, but that's actually a reality. It's just a different kind of reality, kind of on the Doctor Strange level type thing. But when you have Inception again, Christopher Nolan, you have Leonardo DiCaprio, you have these people who are just fantastic at what they do. Like, to me, I don't know why you're laughing, but anyways, point is,
Inception. Why I'm laughing?
Yeah.
Because I was about to take the microphone and drink. That's why I'm laughing.
Inception is my number 4. There's nothing else to say about it. I believe that's another movie that is real life. You can get into somebody's thoughts, whether it's through hypnotism, whether it's through really while they're asleep and you're placing thoughts in their head. There's times where I feel like I can go in my dreams and go to a distant reality. And I really feel like that's a whole nother person of being there. So, and you have kind of your, I forgot what they call it, the tandem, I think is what they called it in the movie.
Yeah.
Where like, this is how I know that it's reality. And we talk about kind of the thriller part of it. Like at the very end of the movie, when she's spinning the top or he's spinning the top, is like, it was left ambiguous on purpose. Like, did it stop or did it not stop? And it just depends on the viewer themselves to realize like, did it stop or did it not stop? But we've talked about this before. You're like, well, if I'm happy in my life here, I don't give a shit if I'm not in my real life. And I think most people probably will feel that way. But again, such an incredible movie that was done there. Inception, my number 4.
All right. That's in Clebe because we're in Spanish.
No.
Oh. This is what I got.
Okay.
Scarface, Life, or Training Day?
I don't like that, though.
It is what it is. Scarface, I had actually signs up. Like, they weren't posters because that makes it sound like it's like.
No, you had posters.
Not right. No, you had painting posters. They were posters legit, up. Like, real, like the actual Scarface promo for the movie.
With the gun in his hand.
Yeah, with the, you know, the director's by it actually had that sign in our living room. And the living room had all black leather, had the.
And our kid actually remembers it. That there was a Scarface painting. But
it didn't look tacky.
With the gun in there.
It looked incredible. You know it looked incredible. Don't do that. It looked incredible.
But I love Scarface because, again, he had honor amongst of thieves.
Yeah. So that movie's incredible. Life, I think, is one of the best comedies ever. That's one of the movies I know word for word, for sure. Saw it. I don't know how many times at the drive-in. Shout out to anybody who knows what the drive-in is and you guys have been to the drive-in. And then Training Day is another one. Training Day, when that dropped, to see Denzel Washington in that type of role, and he smoked it.
And I don't remember him being in that kind of a role beforehand. Like,
no, he didn't.
Like the bad guy.
Come on, man.
Like, he was always an uplifting good guy to me from what I remember.
Yeah, because you can say that was a thriller. He set my man up and then he brought it all around full circle at the end. So, yep. Scarface, Life, or Training Day.
Okay. My final one, and I still have to bring up my honorable mention.
Okay.
I'll bring my honorable mention up right now. I should have brought it up about 3 minutes ago. Was the Black Panther. What Black Panther did for Black people, African Americans, Africans.
Had Black folks bringing 6-course meals to the movie theater. Macaroni and cheese.
Because what
Hog
it is,
Mall,
Hog Mall,
Chitlins.
We did not get to see Black people in royalty like that. And you got Ryan Coogler, who actually directed such a beautiful movie with predominantly all Black people. You had Kendrick on the soundtrack doing the music.
Oh, so like, when they do that at the Super Bowl?
I'm probably going to cry.
It's going to be a problem.
I'm definitely going to cry.
It's going to be a problem.
Because this is there too.
It's like, going to be a problem. Because they have to do that.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm going to be like, man.
It was everything. Yeah, like, yeah. Black Panther to me was just, it made you feel good to be a person who had melanin skin. And that's what it came down to. No matter where you were from, at least in the United States, if you had melanin skin, you were so proud of Black Panther. Because it was royalty. We were royalty. We are royalty. But when you talk about something for the culture, Black Panther was
it. And the reason why it also resonated, because it wasn't about Black people.
Sure. Sure. Right.
That's, like it
right.
wasn't.
It was
wasn't
a superhero royalty.
Yep. Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I like that.
That's my honorable mention.
Okay.
And number six.
All right. So let me get my let me get my.
So I have a five. You want to go my five first?
No, let me get my honorable mention off.
Okay.
Let's see which one of these four I'm going to pick.
You already have 12 movies.
It's crazy.
We talk about E all the time for he can't pick out like his top five.
That's the difference. We ain't never asked him about anything for all the times. We'd be like, hey, what did you like not about
that's
Raw?
Okay. That's fair.
That fucker can't even talk about Raw. Like, you just saw Raw.
He like Shawn Michaels.
I'm going to be honest. My honorable mention, I'm going to go old school, is the Rocky series. That's my honorable mention.
Wow.
Rocky series is fantastic.
Wow.
And then if I was to include Creed, and when, come on. Come on now. Come on. Don't play with me. Mm. Don't play with me. Mm. What you got though? What's your fifth?
So my fifth. I said the year 96, I think is 96.
And absolutely, I do want to hear everybody's list who was watching or listening. Send it to our YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, you know, just comment on there. Subscribe too. I said it on YouTube a few days ago. I put it up on Twitter. If you don't follow us on Twitter, that's FNW. I said on Twitter that we are on the march to 1,000 subscribers. I think as of right now, we are at 680, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so yeah, 680 is where we are right now. March to 1,000 is where we are. Energy and effort to get to 1,000. But I would love to hear your guys's thoughts on your top five
or hell, top 15.
Yep. So if you want to put it on X, of course, put it on X. If you want to put it in the comments on YouTube, feel free. I will respond to every single one of them because there are no right or wrong answers.
Right.
But I would just love
this was important to you.
And don't do what I did. Keep it. But if you want to do decades, do decades. If you want to stick yours to a genre, stick yours to a genre. So, Billy, you got to send yours.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's got to send his.
My final at number five.
Okay.
I put the year 96. I think it was 96. It's probably just what was happening.
My ball blocking.
My daddy died in 96.
Money. Well, let's go.
That's not my ball of blocking yet. So, mine is.
You keep the microphone.
I know. This is me getting hype on you. Like, stop. You see, I'm sitting up here trying to talk. That's what that was about.
This is an audio podcast, man.
I guess. But we got some video going on, too. Mine would be The Lion King.
The original
1996. I said 96. I think it's 96.
Okay.
But the original Lion King. That movie was so important to me. I mean, even down to just when in school and playing it in the band and me forcefully telling the music director, we need to play certain songs from that soundtrack in our music.
Oh, you was that kid?
I was that.
Oh, you was that one?
Oh, I was that kid. I just told you I'm going to go back to become a theoretical physicist.
Okay, got you.
So that's what I'm saying.
Dang, I should do Lion King.
But as far as, no, but it's,
you,
I'm 10 toes down.
You doing life and got damn thing to do with biodegradable products in life.
Okay, fair. But Lion King to me was just, that was amazing to me. And again, maybe because it was in Africa and that was kind of my like pro-Black stuff. Like, there's nobody Black in it, but it was just a matter of fact that it was in Africa.
6 years old. Yo, daddy, 123 years old, telling you he just want to watch sports. You sitting here with a damn dashiki on. God bless, man.
God bless.
All right. So what I have left.
Okay. But we're on top number five. And you just had I'm going to have to go take a pee-pee break because you did so many different.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. But listen, Fast and Furious.
Ooh.
Or the Matrix series.
Shit.
One of those two. Okay. I don't have to. I ain't got to talk those through. Mm-hmm. And then if I wanted to go like as a kid.
Okay.
Got three of them.
Okay.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's cool. Yep.
License to Drive.
I'm not that familiar with that one.
And Adventures in Babysitting.
And that was one of your huge ones.
Yep.
My last one would be, and this is just came off the top of my head, because okay. you said as a child, would probably be Willy Wonka.
You know, I've never seen that before. Factory. I've never seen Willy yeah. Wonka.
That, and it's like, you can hit me with that song, the theme song of that, and I will cry.
I still got to watch it. The only time I've ever heard the theme song like that was at the casino in Vegas.
Right, because I'm on that slot machine. You'd be on that slot. I'm like, my dumb ass sitting here trying to play the 5 cent slot.
And I'm like, okay, man.
All lines, and I don't win anything off of it.
Can you please play 64 lines at one penny so that's 64 cents so we can get up out of here? You sitting there playing one line. Total. One penny. Yeah.
No, like, I don't do shit. That. No, because the Willy Wonka is a minimum of 5 cents.
I got to get to this buffet so I can get these crab legs right now. You see, but you said, well, listen to the music.
And it feels so good inside. Anyways, so I don't even know what time we're on. I said what hour we're on. Probably on 3 hours at this point.
Not even close.
Oh, okay.
So, great question. Yeah. Erickson is a question too.
Yes.
And he said, it's about us traveling. He said, seeing you guys like travel so much. Two-part question. What has been your best place you've been to? And then what place do you want to visit the most? So let's take number one first. What's been your best place you've been to traveling?
It's not my best place today, but in that moment, it was my best place. And it was probably my best place for a long time until, again, you get new experiences and you live life a little bit more and then things change. Kind of like how coming to America, probably Interstellar, Inception will probably be better than coming to America, but would it matter to me in that moment? Aruba, Orangestad, Aruba. Oh, yeah. Probably be my favorite place, my best place to visit. Not today, but when you're talking about sun all the time, that's 95, 92 degrees, but a constant breeze, it would probably be Aruba. Or if I got some money, Vegas. Vegas is a lot of fun with money.
What has been your best place you've been to? Best place you've been to? Best place you've been to? Aruba's a great one. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Brazil.
Oh yeah,
I thought Brazil was fantastic.
It was
Cristo just the language barrier.
Redeemer Cristo, Cristo Redeemer. I think that's how they pronounce
it. It was just the language barrier was crazy. I love to interact. I love to talk. And for me not to be able to engage and talk to people because they do not speak English, that was rough.
They won't speak English.
But that's not the answer, though. The answer is actually Mexico. The times we've had.
Sure.
Albeit just regular fun, sexy fun, whatever. Like it's for us as Mexico. Well, for me, I can't speak for you.
And I would say that the Mexican people here in Mexico, whether it's tourists or not, they are so welcoming. Like I don't think I've ever been anywhere outside of the United States where I felt as welcomed as an American.
Oh, Toledo, Ohio. I feel pretty welcome in Toledo.
I said outside of the United States.
Canada is the United States?
Toledo, Canada?
Toledo, yeah.
Or Toledo, Ohio?
No. Toledo.
Canada?
Canada.
You've never been to, well, since you've been with me, you've never been to Toledo, Canada.
Okay, now I'll go Windsor. Windsor, Canada is very
because half of welcoming. Us work, half of us Detroit people worked in Windsor, Ontario.
That's true. Okay.
So, no, I like your response as far as probably the best place, the people, but just the one in my mind, Aruba was always just so special to me.
I do want to go back. Mm-hmm. I want to get back.
Was it part
of what place do you want to visit the most?
Again, this is not going to be the same for the rest of my life, but I do want to get back to my motherlands. I do want to get to the Philippines. The hope is I'm able to get there this year with my mom. So that's where I want to go to.
Everybody keeps talking to me about Cabo. They want to go to Cabo.
But Cabo is here, but more money.
Okay.
That's
my answer.
Sounds good.
Everybody talk about your answer.
Jeez.
What you got?
That was it. I just said it.
I'm talking about in terms of questions. I think you said you had some other questions you wanted to
Well, that was the only ask. Questions that the people asked me about.
I know that. You had a couple that you wanted to talk about. Because we can talk about the Lions right now.
I was going to go there, or I had another way to go. We could talk about the Lions. Let's go there first.
Okay, so let's talk about the Lions.
Okay. I mean, the reason why we have to wake up in the next 3 hours to catch our flight because we decided to book our trip to go back home at 5 o'clock in the morning. So when the Lions played on Saturday at 3 p.m., we were able to be at home to watch them play. Is that what you're talking about?
We booked this entire trip.
Around the Detroit Lions.
Surrounding the Detroit Lions. I made sure when we booked the times to get here, it was enough time to get to the resort, get to our room to watch the game if need be, because of course we didn't know the times of the game yet.
Right.
When we booked this months ago. And then we booked the flight back to just in case, which I forgot they only play championship games on Sundays. It's not Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, we leave in like 3 hours. Not really, but we leave super early tomorrow morning because we were like, well, let's make sure we're home in enough time to watch the Lions NFC championship game. Boy, were we wrong.
The amount of pain that I feel, and like I said, I've already said to you, and you've already kind of talked to me through kind of where you stand here. I'm still very angry, kind of like when the NFC championship, when we lost last year, of course, you had the 1 week off for Pro Bowl. I didn't give a shit about Pro Bowl. And then we came to the Super Bowl, which we watched Super Bowl, and I didn't give a shit about the Super Bowl either. Like, to me,
that's different. You're talking about last year, right?
Last year.
That's because dude was sick. So like, real life took over that. That was okay. That was a combination okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, like
that's fair.
The reason why we didn't care about from a sports perspective, the reason why we didn't care about the Super Bowl was because we've had our fill of football.
Mm-hmm.
Lions got to the NFC championship game. I'm good. If I don't see none else, I'm ready for next year now. But then you add on the layer of, and dude's sick, about to pass away. And it's like, okay, am I really supposed to sit here and watch this game?
Sports,
like,
yeah.
This ain't happening. Like, he would be watching this. Yeah. So that's kind of that part. But go ahead.
But I would just say, like, to me, so on that same energy, not the death part, but the same energy of, like, I don't give a crap about what's happening right now in the Super Bowl. I feel like right now, my brother, I love my brother. He sends me a text message yesterday talking about all the different things that's happened in Detroit. And like, I had it hit it to him as politely as I could. Like, I don't give a, what the kids say? IDAGF. I don't care. And so he said, I'm going to just let you grieve. The point is, I'm still not over the fact that we lost. I'm still not over the fact that our defensive coordinator and our offensive coordinator is sitting up here taking freaking interviews for other jobs. And I know that it's always been the case. As soon as regular season is over, it's free to talk to people and interview them. Yes, we had a bye week, so we should have been able to do both. We should have been able to interview for other jobs and still have that bye week to be able to plan for our next task at hand. But when we watched the game that we watched, and when there is a lot of conversation around maybe there wasn't really good coaching going on in that game, I can only, again, I always talk about balancing the equation in my head. I can only go back to like, maybe if our defensive coordinator, wasn't actually worrying about getting a head coaching job or whatever it was, then maybe we would have been a tiny bit more prepared. All I ever hear from Dan Campbell is him talking about, hey, I wasn't prepared. I didn't get the team prepared. I get you had an off week and you had a bye week. But is it possible? Let's for a second take it. Is it possible that you sitting up here trying to audition and interview for a head coaching position at another company probably took you a tiny bit out of the game?
You thought they were auditioning for a job in the NBA?
What did I say?
No,
I said
the company. NBA? It's the same company.
But what I'm saying is, like, for me, if I'm in my crunch time and I'm just like,
this
going
ain't
by,
you.
I'm just
these
going to base
are coaches
I'm
at the highest level.
I only
that
have
I'm sure
right. I only have 100% of 100%. I get that, but I only have 100% of me to give. So if you're telling me my job in this moment is to win this next game, 100% of me should be focused on winning this next game. So now when I have to pull back and say 90% of me is focusing on winning this next game and the other 10% is me getting my next job as a fan, and I don't know what a mark of for a football fan would be. You can call me
so
that.
Let me ask you a question. Yes or no? I don't want anything on top of this. Yes or no? The reason why the Detroit Lions lost is because Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn took interviews for outside NFL teams.
No.
And there you go. So, and you can have your way, of course, to feel. That's been a ton of rhetoric out there. I'm over it. I've been over it, and not in a negative way.
I was over probably in the second quarter. I had a feeling. So we get to the resort. We get to our room. We get settled in. Take a nap. I wake up right before the game. And I have like no emotions to this game at all. And I know myself and I know what that means. And I didn't say it out loud because I completely believe in putting things out in the universe and words speak volumes and has power. And I said, oh shit, we're going to lose this game. Because I didn't have any, it was like, I could have rolled back over and went back to sleep. And anybody who listens to our show or watches our show, you guys know I am one of the bigger Lions fans that you guys consume or know in your real life. I am a huge Lions fan. Season ticket holder for 10 years. Watch every single game. I can tell you anything and everything about the team. But I am also at a point where that was a complete and utter failure in every aspect of the game. Offense, defense, special teams, maybe not. Coaching. Everybody failed. So, for me, knowing what I know about that team, I am good with knowing Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes put this whole thing together. They're going to put this whole thing together again. If this was, this was our window because we just picked up a free agent who's on his last year of his contract and we missed our window, I would feel different. But when you can draft the way Brad Holmes can draft,
okay,
where you can put together a team the way Dan Campbell can put together a team and can coach the way he can coach and lead the way he can lead, we're going to be there. Now, this was the best possible opportunity of getting there, and getting there meaning the Super Bowl. Number one seed, 15 wins, home field throughout, and you pissed it away. You didn't even win one game.
Oh, shit.
That's the part that stings. That's what stings. It stings when you couldn't get a stop on defense because you have an entire defense on injured reserve. It stings when you're down by 10 with 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And you have your speedy wide receiver throw a pass that he's never thrown a pass in an NFL game. He's never thrown a pass in a college game. You can't put a young kid in that position and say, hey, if it's not there, don't throw the ball. He's going to throw the ball to try to make a play.
I know we talked about that already. You said already, like, you can't expect him because he has only known to ever be to make the play. And I'm looking at it more on a mature level. Like, if it's not there, don't throw it.
He's never thrown the ball in his history of his career, either in college or pros. The play is called. I got to make a play. We're down by 10. We need a spark. I also completely believe if you run the ball, now granted, there are stats that show, because there's a lot of people, including me, that were just like, when it was 3rd and 1, we had a chance to go up 14-3, and we went empty backfield. We were gashing them on the run. Jahmyr Gibbs, I think at that point, had 44 yards of rushing. There were people who were really upset, once again, including me, of why didn't you just run a damn ball for the 1 yard? But I believe we were 8 of 10 in converting 3rd downs in the regular season, empty backfield, 3rd and less than 1. Meaning, that is normal.
I'm okay with that.
And we convert. I'm not, because we were gashing them. They were 30th. Washington's either 30 or 31st in rush defense, and Jahmyr was having a day already. You run the ball, that game's 14-3. Detroit doesn't lose that game. It is completely different for Washington, opposed to fumbling on that next play, and then they go down the field. So, for me, yeah, like, it sucks, but one thing I did say, and I feel like this is, I know this is like uber mature, and this is kind of like, oh, Matt, but you can say that about everything, because you can. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And that's not fair to say, because we are who we are because we love who we love, right? Like, somebody can say that about anything, movies, hell, wrestling, music. Hey, it just doesn't matter. Like, nothing matters. It just, whatever. But I think for me, like, just where my life has gone over the last, like, couple years and things of that nature, it's like, all right, well, we didn't make it to the Super Bowl. Okay, but we'll watch next year. Like, there's only one team that's going to win the Super Bowl.
And no, and you're right on that. So when you talk about it, even just like even down to like the players in the NFL, like it's only like 1% of the people who play football in their entire like from high school career. Mm-hmm. So no, you're right. There's only going to be one team that ever wins the Super Bowl. I get that. Because I'm just still personally heartbroken about our season. I am not discouraged for next year. Where maybe last year I was a little bit more discouraged because I'm like, man, we're not going to maybe be able to make it back to the NFC Championship. But now that I see that, no, we do have this young talent. We do have this grit personality. Like, that means something. So I feel maybe, and I don't want to admit it right now, maybe I feel a little bit more optimistic about today than I did 5 days from the NFC Championship. Yeah, I would say I'm probably in a better position because I know that we have this culture and this mindset and we still have Dan Campbell. So at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Again, yeah, you have your O-line coach. You have all these different coaches that's now moving on elsewhere. But at the end of the day, people always talk about running through the brick wall for Dan Campbell. We still have him.
Yeah.
And like you said, when it comes to now drafting, we still have Brad Holmes, who's going to be the person who's going to be in that room, in the situation room, to make those positions happen. So I'm not discouraged on the 2025-26 season. I'm just still heartbroken, and I know I'm still heartbroken. That's why I don't want to hear about where who is going right now. And that's when my brother was like, I'll just let you grieve. And thank you. Thank you, brother.
You left his ass on red. He was like, all right, I see what this is about.
No.
He sent you 12 messages. All of them just said red.
No, the only people that I have on that would be red is you and Little Matt. Nobody else I have on.
Are you not woman enough to put it on? I want you to know I read it. I just haven't responded yet.
Don't say that I'm not woman enough because we're not going to do that.
I said what I said.
No, I'm just saying I don't want y'all to know.
I said what I said.
Anyways, we talk about football. We never really truly deep dive. Do you know what time we're at right now?
Yes, it's almost time to go.
Oh, dang, I still got a few
topics. It's 10:02.
I still have a lot of topics.
It's 10:02. We need to eat.
I still have a lot of
We need to party, and we need to be in sleep in the next 42 minutes. We got to do all that so we can catch this damn playing because we thought we were going to watch the Lions play.
Okay, so then I'll just
You got one last one. Make it good. Make it a good one. Make it a great one.
I have three. I still have three, though. So I think I'm going to just ask the three. But then maybe they'd be like bullet point, like fire questions.
You got one.
Make
it the best. You hold off for the next TF.
I don't want to do that because that's more of a wrestling question. We could save that for when our Through the Hard Way is back together again. Let's just go here since we're still on football. The Drake versus Kendrick situation. So I say situation. There really is no situation.
Okay.
But now that we have Kendrick doing the halftime show, do we think after Kendrick is done with his halftime show, let's say we give it to, if that's in February, by April, he becomes a nothing?
No, when I say nothing, he's going on a stadium tour. So no, this is the whole thing. This is the whole thing.
Well, we're going to get it off right now then, because we won't be able to get it off on the regular wrestling podcast.
No, you said it's going to be a nothing. I'm saying no, he's going to be on a stadium tour.
Okay.
We're going to the show in June in Detroit. So no, 2025 is going to be his year again. So this whole thing is a shift in hip hop. And you got Drake suing Universal Music Group, which it is insane. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to explain to Lil Matt why you can't do that, but he doesn't understand hip hop. Mm-hmm. He only knows his hip hop. He only knows somebody gets on the stage, they rap or they mumble rap or it's a vibe. He doesn't get the whole thing of the competition. He doesn't get any of that. This is his first beef that he's ever seen. And I tried to explain to him a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you cannot sue. You just can't do that. That's not a thing. Especially, like, you just can't do that. So, and I was a major, and I say was, probably still am. Probably seen him, hell, I don't know, 10 times in concert. Major Drake fan. But he is catching L's after L's. And I think that he hasn't done much right in this whole thing. You asked for the boogeyman, you got the boogeyman. The boogeyman destroyed you. You should have sat down somewhere, collected yourself, but then we pivot to we having issues, and I believe he has issues with his record label. I've said it for a while. I didn't know it was this, but I'm like, man, he's over bloating his albums. Like, what is he doing? All the way back to Scorpion.
I'm like, man, if you'd have made that one album, it would have been the best album ever. Yep. And then he dropped Certified Lover Boy. Didn't like it. I haven't liked like probably the last three or four of his projects. I didn't like really the one with him in 21 was okay. But I'm like, this is not like he can do better than this. Well, allegedly coming out of his camp, like he's been holding on to his hot stuff to get out of his contract. So he's just putting stuff out there. But you signed that contract. You need to honor it now. When you can't come in and rap about making 400 mil or whatever the deal was, but then now you got an issue with it.
So that speaks to then an integrity. And again, I'm not going to talk about anybody, how they're going to make their money, because they're going to make their money the way they want to make their money. But it goes back to integrity in the sport, whether we're talking about wrestling, where we're talking about rap. Like, if you know you have shit, but you're holding it, like, it's only really doing your legacy a disjustice. As far as what people are going to say about you when you're no longer doing it. Now, we're talking about pocketbooks. That's a whole different thing. And people are inspired and motivated by different things.
Well, but yeah, and I don't think it's going to hurt his legacy, because you're still going to look back. And when he does release, he's still number one in minutes listened to and Billboard, like, and all that. So that, if you look back at his legacy, people won't be like, man, he could have been the GOAT, but that Certified Lover Boy album just didn't hit. They're going to look at the stats, right? The same way everybody with Michael Jordan just always throws out how many rings he's won. That's why he's the GOAT. He's never lost.
Well, he's the GOAT because of Tony Kukoc, but we can talk about something else at that point.
Good talk. Okay. You love using Tony Kukoc.
I love Tony Kukoc. That's ridiculous. So NBA Jam, like, that was, because again, I'm that person who you bring up, I'm that person. So of course I can't be like the Jordan fan. So, and plus I'm the little sister, so my brother's always got Michael Jordan. But when it came down to it, I had to be like the off person.
Was Jordan on NBA Jam?
I don't know. But the point is, I remember like maybe Pippen, at one point, maybe Pippen was, maybe there. Pippen was one.
Maybe Jordan was in it. What game was he not in? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The point is, I just never could be in the little sister. I could never be the number one person. So I always had to like own my shit. And again, I'm so short. Before, when I was younger, I was like just this little Tinker Toy type, super small thing. So I've always had a Napoleon complex. You've always told me about my Napoleon complex.
When do you think you'll get over your Napoleon complex?
Probably whenever. That's who I am. That's ingrained in me.
That's a negative. But I mean, you say I'm okay with that. That's a badge of honor. That's not a badge of honor.
But
though,
it is to me, because that's who I am. I am. I'm a feminist because of that.
But that's not a badge. You said it like that's something to be proud of.
It is for me. Because what's going to happen is that no one's going to ever walk over me. Mm-mm. I'm gonna be able to have what it takes, myself, my own self-esteem, to be able to
say,
fight.
When do you think you're not gonna have a strong will, or when do you think? I said Napoleon complex. That's not a good
thing. I'm not taking over other I'm gonna say religions, but I'm not taking over people. I mean, if we're not talking about true Napoleon at this point, I'm not taking over the actual whole nationality of people. I'm going to be this little person who's going to take control. I'm always going to do that. I'm going to always be in control of myself. I can't control the other things.
That's not Napoleon complex. I wanted to look at it just to make sure. It is purportedly conditioned, normally attributed to people of short stature with overly aggressive or domineering social behavior. It implies that such behavior is to compensate for the subject's physical or social shortcomings. So for you to be like, I'm always going to have that, and say it kind of proudly.
I actually love that explanation.
What the? All right.
I'm going to just be honest with you.
It's time to go.
I do, though, but that's the fact.
Laptop's about to die. We're going to end it on that.
We're not going to end it on Napoleon
complex. You want your Napoleon complex ass to send us home? That's crazy.
Listen here. No, I'm not going to do that.
You ain't got it?
No, because I'm still kind. When I say Napoleon complex, it's a smart somebody who's...
You say, I'm probably never going to...
I'm a short person. I'm small and not thin, but I'm small and I'm a short person. Like, you're never going to take advantage of me.
That's that one part. And then because of that, I don't allow myself to be open to certain things, because I have to make sure like that comes with a whole conversation.
I'm open. No, the thing said aggressive. No, I can't
overly aggressive. Like, for no reason. Like, why you like that for no reason? Why you a pit bull? Pit bull in the skirt.
Because I am a pit bull, though.
You know, yeah. You like crazy.
I'm a pit bull.
Soft pit bull. Act like you hard. You ain't hard. Yeah. You ain't got it. Like Bernie Mac said, we ain't going to do that to you.
I can't even sneak out of the freaking breakfast place with my glass champagne flute, because I knew that you can't have real glass at the pool. So I'm sitting up here trying to hide my stuff. I was not Napoleon in that moment. God, the point is, like, I am going to be an advocate of myself. And I think that's what it is.
That's good. For me, it ain't no wrong. Always stand up for yourself. So, to wrap it, just the Kendrick Drake thing.
Yes.
Kendrick won. big loss. Yes. Can't wait to see how he does Not Like Us at the Super Bowl. He's got to play the music. Even if it's instrumental, he's got to play the music. I think it's going to be fun to see what 2025 looks like, really, for both of them. I think there's no way Drake wins this lawsuit. I don't even know if they settle this lawsuit.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun to see, too.
And then again, a lawsuit is probably just so he can get out of this contract of his. But I am still going to bring up the two things. And it's just really super quick hit.
Okay.
So we talk about relationships. Have you heard about Michelle and Barack Obama and the person that Barack Obama is actually Jennifer dating? Aniston. Did you see her response?
Yeah.
So, well, we know that they're not together based off of her response.
The microphone stays.
My microphone stayed right here. I did my fingers, sweetheart. I did my fingers. My microphone's right here. But... why are you doing a cabbage patch right
come
now?
Come on. We got to go.
We don't have to go.
Okay. All right.
We don't have a producer right there.
Look, I'm rapping. It is time to go. Thank y'all for listening and loving watching us for the last two plus years.
Before you go, what about Sexy Red and Bruno Mars' new video? Have you had a chance to watch that?
Yeah, what about it? That could be something we can talk about that later. I haven't watched the whole video. I heard the song. I hate that Bruno Mars is doing a... like, Bruno, you're Bruno.
I heard that he's talking about like eating pussy and stuff like. Oh, sorry.
That's where you still keep the microphone. You still keep the mic, and that's where we got to go. Love you guys. Thank y'all for watching. We'll see you guys in a few days because we'll be back to the TFW podcast. We're going to preview the Royal Rumble, which is already Saturday. And then that's about it. Saturday's main event. Enjoy that. It's already happened by some act of God. Jey Uso being champion would be fantastic. Still don't think it's going to happen, but. That would be cool.
But so I heard that we're not getting Hogan.
No Hogan. Love it. Beautiful. Yep.